Okay. All right.
Okay. Here we are, Joshua and I, the direct producer of Lifecast, here with my partner, Hunter Bailey. So here we are, you know, starting a brand new, you know, episode for everybody. We do apologize about the longest time that we've made anything new as far as, you know, like a new episode and stuff. So, you know, the name of this episode is pretty much, you know, a review of 2020 and everything. There's any, you know, introductions or anything like that you want to start with, Hunter?
Well, since we haven't really done one on video, it's been a while since we've done one on video, at least. I'm sorry, I'm just trying to get my cat down from the, like, in the closet. He's, like, messing around with things. Might hear sirens in the background. Something caught on fire over there at Edgemont Tower.
Oh, yeah?
Because people don't know how to cook, apparently. Well, like he said, I'm Hyder Bailey. Some people just call me Hydro and stuff like that. So, but yeah, I don't know what else to say on that.
So, you know, we're going to pretty much be talking about, you know, a review as far as like what all happened in 2020.
The worst year ever.
Yeah, it was pretty bad, especially for, you know, Hunter. You know, if you want to...
It was more good for you than anything.
Well, yeah, I had a lot going on in 2020. Everything. But, yeah, if you want to go ahead and start out, man, that's fine.
Well, I mean, if... I can start out with the... Well, for those that don't really know, my 2020, like, it started out really good. I was still living over there at my old place in one of the towers in Fort Shelby Tower I was living on 9th floor, and we finally got out of there, got into this place at the 13th of January of 2020, and it's been a pretty good move so far and everything. It's just like and then all of a sudden, like, then there was a wreck over here, like, right after that, and then it didn't even hit my car or anything. I wanted it to, but apparently it missed it. It didn't even get close to it. And I was kind of bummed out about that. I wish it would have hit my car instead. Not trying to be, like, mean or anything. I just, like, you know.
Yeah.
But anyway, probably around June, I was trying not to let anybody, like, Faith's case manager, my wife, Faith, pretty much, like, her case manager told Social Security that I was married, and then talked to them some more. And then almost got my check cut out. I got both my checks cut out. And then all of a sudden it was like, I didn't get that. And then I didn't even get my one check back until probably September. But housing was pretty nice about, like, you know, letting me go a little bit without having my check and everything. As long as I told them the truth, I told them about what happened and everything. And they explained, you know, they understood and everything. So, but I was good with that. And then I got my money back. And then, of course, I'm still dealing with my health insurance and everything. I got my health insurance kind of back, but then I can't get my medicine. Still can't so far.
Yeah, I remember that. You told me about that a while back. It was,
yeah,
you lost your check.
Yeah, I still can't even get my medicine. I still can't get my medicine at all right now. And it's been since about... I think I told them about 6 months, but I think it's been a little bit longer. I think. Not for sure. I'm supposed to have already had this taken care of, but apparently not.
Oh, yeah.
So
that's pretty much how your 2020 was pretty much went at.
That and I think I like, well, Christmas, Thanksgiving was good. I like Thanksgiving. That was pretty good. But 2020, I mean, it was just like, well, with everything going on with the virus and everything, a lot of stuff was kind of shut down and stuff. Everybody started getting the COVID and everything like that. I knew a couple people that got it.
Yeah.
So luckily we didn't get it.
Yeah, thank God.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I had a pretty interesting 2020 myself. Like, you know, my fiance, she first become pregnant, and you know, everything was going great, so we thought, and everything, and well, suddenly she had a miscarriage. I can't remember how far along she was, anything. It's been so long ago, I can't remember exactly, but you know, I think she was like 5 weeks, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I remember that, because like they were just saying that, I was like, it was, they were trying to say it was something else, and then all of a sudden I was like, they were trying to say, then it was like something else, and I'm just like,
yeah, because like you know, she was pregnant and you know, about 5 weeks, and she went to the hospital a few times and everything, you know, see how she was doing and stuff, and then like suddenly like she just started bleeding really bad and stuff, and you know, I got concerned. You know, she got scared and everything about it, and you know, I took her to the hospital, and well, you know, she was in there a while, several hours at least, and that's when we found out that, you know, she did miscarry, and you know, she took it really hard. I took it hard myself at the time, and you know, I told her just to have faith in God. You know, maybe it'll happen again. You know, as far as her getting pregnant and stuff, and you know, I'd say about several months after that, it's when she got pregnant again, and thank the good Lord above, you know, she's coming along pretty good, you know, healthy and everything. The baby's been, you know, it's extraordinary how, you know, her pregnancy is and stuff. It's like, you know, here it is 2021, and you know, she's pretty much 2 months away from giving birth and stuff. You know, it's probably like one of the good things about it is, you know, the outcome. You know, the first time when she first got pregnant, she had a miscarriage. God gave her, you know, another chance, you know, to have another child and stuff. And it you know, it's turned out pretty good and stuff like that. But just the, you know, if you ever had a miscarriage before, you know, it's just the heartache and stuff like that. I couldn't imagine, you know, what a woman must be going through when they, you know, do have a miscarriage and stuff, everything.
Yeah, I know my mom had one like right before, I guess I was born. So, and that would kind of hit, I think that hit both my dad and my mom pretty hard. Of course, my mom was a whole lot older too, so.
Oh, yeah.
I think she was at least 38, and then then mom tried again.
Hmm.
So.
My mom says she thinks it's harder on a woman than.
That's what we were just talking about. Faith's mom, my mother-in-law said it's harder on a woman than it is a man to. So, because like my mother-in-law lost actually 3.
Hmm. Damn.
So.
I mean, you know, I was hurt at the time, but, you know, just think of a woman where they're actually the one carrying the baby and stuff. I couldn't imagine, you know, how they must feel and stuff going through that. So, you know, my 2020 was kind of rough with that, but, you know, in the outcome, you know, she did get pregnant a few months after that. Of course, you know, it was still 2020, but, you know.
Oh, it's into 2021 now, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Other than that, though, you know, just had a rough 2020. You know, several things going on. Of course, you know, Hyder talked a little bit about the, you know, the whole COVID thing and stuff. It's been rough on, you know, a lot of people.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, here it is another year after that. 2021, you know, still happening, but, you know, definitely 2020 was probably the worst.
It's getting a little bit better because, I mean, Texas is open back up.
Oh, yeah.
Heard about it, and then they, you know, I, like, watched a little press conference from the UFC, and I think they tried to get, like, some... I think they were like, whenever they heard about it, they were like, well, we're going to either Dallas or Houston, and Dallas wouldn't have them.
Oh, yeah.
But Houston probably will.
Yeah, we went, what was it? It was actually back, if I'm not mistaken, it actually was back in 2020. Back in the summer was the very last time we made our last episode. You know, as far as an actual audio episode, it's June or July, I believe.
Damn.
Yeah, it's been a while. And, you know, I wanted to bring that up about that, you know, things. Probably one of the reasons why we went so long and didn't do any episodes is, you know, things in life had come up and happened. Of course, you know, in that process, between that time frame is when my fiance, you know, first got pregnant.
Yeah.
With our second child together. And so, you know, we was going through a rough patch there. And, you know, Hyder was also dealing with some things, you know, having his check cut out and stuff. And, you know, I had a lot to deal with while we went so long and didn't really make any episodes or anything. And I'm sure people out there has probably been wondering, well, you know, whatever happened, you know, whatever happened to LifeCast?
Not seeing any episodes. That's what happened.
Yeah.
Life happened.
Yeah. Life gets in the way and stuff, but, you know, we try to keep people informed about things. Because, you know, I think I even had Devin Krobe ask me a while back when y'all making a new podcast and stuff. And, you know, at the time I told him, you know, I was like, you know, I'm not really, you know, for sure exactly when, but, you know, just recently, he actually asked me, and I'm like, you know, we're supposed to be going live this weekend and stuff. And he's like, okay, cool. So
now, speaking of him, I actually like seen him, I think whenever like the last 2 days at least, I've seen him like, and he beeped his horn at me. So,
oh, yeah.
And I was like, I just seen it, like, I barely seen him, and I was like, I think who the hell's beeping their horn at me? And then like the first day, it was like, Faith was with me, and then like the second day I think I was like leaving my dad's, and I was like, who the hell was beeping their horn at me? And then I looked behind me and it was Devin, and I was like, oh, okay. I didn't even get to say hello or nothing.
Oh yeah.
So
but yeah, you know, as far as like, you know, the new 2021, you know, we,
I think Parmesan cheese out.
You know, there'll probably be many different things that we'll discuss and stuff.
Parmesan cheese up here.
You know, it's like, you know, as far as episodes and stuff, hell, me and Hyder were always thinking of different stuff to talk about. And I think for that long period of time that we didn't go, you know, that we went without recording as far as making episodes, you know, we was always asking each other, you know, as far as like, you know, a good topic and stuff to go over and everything.
Sorry about that.
That's all good, man.
I had to get something.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, I was just telling the audience that, you know, in that time frame when we was, you know, would talk back and forth to each other and stuff.
Yeah, we talked during the whole thing, everything that was going on and everything.
Yeah. So trying to find some good topics to actually bring up as far as, you know, like new episodes and everything. Something, you know, interesting and stuff.
Yeah. So But yeah, I mean, the good thing about like 2020 was that I got out of where I was at. So for me, at least, I'm thinking that was a good thing.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah, it seems like over there where you live at, there seems to be more accidents right there in that.
Well, I literally told maintenance about that. And I was like, you know what? I was like, there's like literally, I was like, we've had like, let's see, last year when we first moved over here, there was a wreck. And then probably around the same time, there was another wreck this year. So I was like, I just told them, I was like, just be prepared. We're going to have this a yearly thing. One wreck every year.
Right.
Of course, there was one wreck over here. Like, it was behind, it's like right there at that four-way, like the traffic light there. And there was like because somebody was trying to turn, and then it looked like somebody else, and found out it was like one of our friend's brothers or something like that. Of course, then it was like, whenever we seen it, it was like, oh, well, I heard somebody cussing somebody over there.
Oh, damn.
It was more funny than anything. It was like, because I heard someone like, because like where they were like together, like they crashed together, it was like side by side. And somebody hollered out at the other one and was like, I was like, you son of a bitch. And then one person was like, fuck you. And I was like, oh damn. I was like someone's gonna get in a fight here in a minute.
Wow,
that's what I thought. I was like, someone's gonna get in a fight here in a minute. I was like, I'm gonna record it.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it seems like it never fails. Like when you lived at Fort Shelby, it was always a damn you know, alarms that was always going off, and now you got accidents happening around.
Well, you know, whenever I see the fire trucks and stuff like that, I do still hear them. But every time that I, like, if I see them go to Edgemont, then I'm just like, okay, they're going to Edgemont. I was like, if I see them going, like, you know, on the left, then it's like, okay, they're going to Fort Shelby.
Yeah.
I was like, somebody just don't know how to cook or nothing. Of course, like, the only thing cool about, like, the difference between Fort Shelby's like fire system, it's like the lights will flicker at the same time. And but over there at Edgemont, it was actually pretty cool because like we actually watched it like at night, and like whenever they flickered, they were flickering like it was like flash photography, and it looked cool.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I was like, well, that's neat. I was like, flash photography.
Heck yeah, man. So is there like anything new that you would want to do this year as far as like, you know, with the podcasting and stuff, since we're actually live and everything?
Maybe try to do one a little more often.
Yeah, true. Like I've been thinking maybe like, you know, if we can, like, you know, we don't like necessarily have to do it like every weekend, but like every other weekend or so if you want, like on a Friday or a Saturday or something. I guess depending on your schedule and, you know, mine, like if you're not busy or whatnot. So
Friday works, I think. Friday, I do like Fridays and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Because usually on Saturdays, I don't really like to do anything. I just like to sit there and watch my UFC pay-per-views or UFC.
Yeah. Hell, man, it works for me. I mean, try to make it like a consistent type thing and stuff. And
yeah.
You know, but like in my opinion, like in between that, like try to think of some good ideas on, you know, new episodes, things that, you know, we can bring up, talk about and stuff, you know, like things that we've never talked about before. I know sometimes that's kind of hard because, you know, everything pretty much runs together as far as like different topics and stuff, everything. But
yeah, it's like just kind of hard to come up with like topics.
Yeah. Well, sometimes, man, like, you know, when we go live and stuff, we can just talk about whatever first thing comes to mind. So, yeah. Like he was mentioning before, you know, we started this thing, the podcast live, talking about, like, you know, that we can go into things about, you know, different types of music and stuff.
Yeah, that's what I thought about with the next one.
Oh, yeah.
You want to make this like 30 minutes? It's right at 20 minutes right now.
Yeah, it's up to you. I mean,
I just probably like do a 30-minute thing.
Yeah, but I mean, like, I know this is kind of off topic to 2020, but like, I guess in a way it kind of relates to it because back in 2020 is actually when I started my new job at that Electrolux place. You know, I started back in September. It was actually on my birthday when I started working there and stuff. And, you know, I'm still there, of course. And, you know, it's been almost 6 months and I was actually offered full time.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, yeah. Everything and, you know, the type of work is easy and stuff. So, you know, probably one of the good things I like about it is, you know, I'm pretty much off every weekend and everything. You know, I work Monday through Friday. I get up at like 5 o'clock in the morning and I'd work until about 2:30 in the afternoon, but you know, it's a pretty good schedule and everything. So, you know, that definitely fits into my schedule, you know, as far as, you know, doing the podcast and stuff like that, you know, on the weekends and stuff, it's really, you know, it's like a beneficial thing on my end because, you know, I've got that free time and stuff and, you know, in between and stuff like that, you know, of course, you know, during the weekdays. You know, I'll take care of my son and stuff. And here pretty soon, yeah, my 2-year-old. And then, you know, here pretty soon, I'm going to have another one, you know, here. So, you know, there'll be two. So, you know, that's going to be fun.
Yeah. I think the one good thing about, like, well, 2020, like, I think, like, well, I mean, I got an award from donating plasma for, like, over 100 times.
Wow.
I went exactly 100 times, so I counted it up.
Oh, yeah?
They didn't have to do it for me. I've done it for myself.
Yeah.
I got an award for donating 100 times, and because I missed, like, 2 weeks, because remember, I took off, like, 2 weeks.
Yeah, December. I remember that. Yeah.
I was like, because I figured, like, one of my buddies actually told me, he's like, just, you know, take 2 weeks off. You've done it enough. I was just going to take a week off, and then all of a sudden he was like, take 2 weeks off. That's fine.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah, but like, you know, like with 2020, you know, there was a lot of things going on and stuff at the time. Like, you know, I've always had different, you know, hobbies, you know, as far as, you know, me playing music and, you know, doing the music production, composing music, you know, I also do that in my spare time and stuff. And, you know, I just really, you know, even after, you know, the miscarriage and stuff, you know, it, you know, a lot of times I was just, you know, I would lay around and, you know, of course, you know, I'd go to work and stuff. And then afterwards, you know, I would take care of my kid and stuff like that. But like, you know, I was like depressed and stuff because of the miscarriage before and stuff. And, you know, I guess I got to the point that I really didn't want to do much of anything as far as, you know, the interest, you know, hobbies and stuff. And, and you know, the podcasting, you know, is part of the hobbies and stuff. And I guess, you know, with that, all that stuff going on and stuff, I guess my motivation wasn't up as pretty, you know, it wasn't up high like it should have been and stuff like that. Of course, you know, with me having things going on at the time and then, you know, my partner Hodder, you know, it made it real difficult for both of us to really focus on the, you know, this podcasting and stuff like that at the time and everything. And once we got everything straightened out and stuff, then that's when we decided to, you know, try to get this thing on the ball and, you know, and get it continuing and stuff like that. And you know, that's when I had updated, you know, our cover art and stuff and everything. And then, you know, I did add a introduction you know, to music there. And then I think I had posted the actual song, you know, the full song to our intro. I don't know how Hodder thinks about the song, but I thought it was pretty cool.
Oh, I hadn't even heard it yet.
Oh, you even heard it?
I haven't really been on really too much. Like, I'm like barely on to do anything really.
It's
like,
yeah.
Whenever I get on Facebook or anything like that, I'm just like, if I get on Facebook, it's just to like, I don't know why, but I don't need another apartment, but I look at other apartments anyways. Yeah. And I also look at other cars, even though I technically have two now. So I got me another car, so finally.
Yeah, I remember you telling me about that.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was just like something recently that, you know, I wanted to update, you know, as far as, you know, live cast is, you know, I had updated our cover art and stuff, you know, it's all on Facebook and, you know, all the other platforms out there, you know, especially the Spotify and everything. So, you know, if you get time or, you know, anybody out there that's watching our live podcast, you know, if you get time, check us out and everything. And of course, Hyder, you know, when you get time, check out the song.
Now, whatever song you like. I mean, you know that me and you are into the same kind of music, so.
Yeah, like, you know, when I was thinking about it and, you know, it took me a while to actually find a good introduction. I knew off the bat you'd probably end up liking it because, you know, it is in the rock gene and stuff.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
As long as it's like I'm able to, like, you know, move to it, I'm just like, I don't care.
Yeah, and like I guess one of the things, like, I guess one of the reasons why, you know, I actually decided to pick that song, you know, the name of it was Rise Above. It's pretty much saying, you know, you can rise above anything in life.
Oh, was it that one song?
Yeah.
The one song that you had up on, I think you had it up on Facebook or something like that, and I listened to it or something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I listened to it then. Never mind.
Yeah.
That's actually a pretty good song.
Oh, yeah. Like, I was like,
I didn't know. I thought you might have picked a different one.
Nah, man. It was that. Oh. Yeah. Like, when I first ran across that song, and, you know, I listened to the whole thing and stuff, and I was like, you know, I was thinking about it at the time. I was like, this makes perfectly good, a good example for, you know, our podcasting, you know, as far as life cast. You know, the name of the song being Rise Above It, pretty much saying that, you know, you can rise above anything in life, no matter what it is. Like, you can do anything.
Yeah.
And I think it goes perfect with, you know, a lot of things that we've discussed before and stuff, you know, as far as, like, you know, previous episodes and things like that. So.
What else did you want to talk about? I think we're like at the, like, 3 minutes. 3 minutes left.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we could always go over a little bit about, you know, our next episode. What, you know, talk a little bit about of what we may bring on a new episode, if you want.
Yeah, we can talk about, I just thought about music because, like, you know, we're both into it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I guess, like, our new episode, our next episode, should I say, because this right here is actually our first new episode of 2021, so, but, yeah, I guess our next episode would be, you know, in the topic about music and stuff and everything, and, you know, that also brings into mind, you know, when you think about music, you think about, like, there's many different situations in life that, you know, or should I say, like, music inspires you to do many different things, like, whatever you're going through, like, some songs relate to what you're going through in life.
Yeah.
So yeah, until probably be next week, if not the week after. I don't think me and Hyder really discussed about, you know, how we're going to make this consistent. It'll either be like every Friday or every other Friday.
We'll try every other Friday.
Yeah.
See how that works out.
Yeah, that'll give us time to think about new topics and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like with this one, you know, with this being a live podcast, I'm actually going to actually, you know, this right here will actually be put on Facebook, but I'm actually going to also turn it into an audio and put it on our, you know, Anchor and as well as, you know, the Spotify, so, you know, people can actually listen as well.
And put it on YouTube.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, YouTube's where it's at.
Yeah, true.
apparently. I don't know for sure.
Yeah. Well, I guess until next episode.
See y'all.
Yeah, y'all have a good one.